high adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Now today's exciting Space Patrol adventure. Message to Arctrona. Commander Corey and Cadet Happy are aboard the Terra 5, headed for Mars. Their exact destination is the home of Professor Lawrence Barkley in Lowell City. Buzz has uncovered information to the effect that Professor Barkley has an instrument that could be of tremendous importance to pilots in their coming explorations of other star systems.
It'll sure be great when we get that translator, Commander. We can go anywhere in the galaxy and understand every language the minute we hear it.
Well, it's not quite that good, huh? All we can be sure of now is that it works on a few languages in certain parts of the galaxy.
Well, I know it works on Turanian and English. That's how those Turanian spies learned our language.
Yes, and also works in the language of Arctrona. Those are the people who invented the translator.
Well, how did the Turanians get their hands on it?
By the usual method. They stole it.
Well, yeah, but how did this Professor Barkley get it? Was he working with the spies?
I don't think so. In plan for conquest, a few remaining spies unloaded a lot of incriminating evidence in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it was destroyed. A few items were hidden, probably in the hope that they could be used in the future.
Yeah, and Professor Barkley is keeping it without knowing what it is?
According to the brainograph information I got from one of the captured spies, that's the case, Happy. And if we can, we've got to get that instrument without telling anyone exactly what it is, not even the professor. All right, Hap, contact Lowell City Space Control for landing instructions.
In his large private office in Jupiter City, Gordon Spangliff paces the floor, glancing impatiently from time to time at the face of the uranium clock set into the wall. At the sound of footsteps in the next room, he swiftly moves his bulky frame to the desk. By the time the door opens, Spangliff is slouching casually in his chair, idly scanning some correspondence.
Mr. Spangliff.
Hmm? Oh, Jethers, I didn't hear you come in.
What happened on Terra?
It looks bad, sir. Commander Corey captured your agent, Dexter.
Hmm. How about the star drive ship?
Corey got the ship back, too. The whole plan failed, Mr. Spangliff. I'm afraid we'll never get our hands on another star drive.
Nonsense. I've got an alternate plan ready to put into operation.
But there's something else. The Space Patrol will give Dexter a brainograph test. Perhaps they already have. That means Corey will know that you hired Dexter to steal the star drive.
Yes. Then my second plan goes into operation immediately.
What plan is that, Mr. Spangliff?
A plan to get a star drive ship from another solar system.
But that's impossible. You need a star drive ship to get to another solar system.
Not necessarily. Suppose a star drive ship comes here to the United Planets to pick us up.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. Now listen, Gethers. Weeks ago, a Turanian spy hid a translator and hyperspace transmitter in Lower City. The spy escaped back to Tirana, but the translator is still in Lower City.
An electronic translator. We could use it to contact some other solar system.
Exactly. We'll contact Arctrona. It's a planet 75 light years from here. They'll send a ship for us.
How can you be sure?
From my contact with the Turanian spy, I know that Arctrona has a shortage of certain minerals that are plentiful here on the United Planets.
I see. We'll pay for our passage to Arctrona with a cargo of minerals.
Yes. And that's only the beginning. We'll set up a private trade agreement. We'll do business with Arctrona. And this Space Patrol will never know about
it. But how do we get this translator?
It's very simple. It's being kept by Professor Barkley. And Barkley doesn't know what he has. And right now, Barkley is in a hospital on Venus.
Then we steal this translator before he gets back to Mars.
Yes, if we have to. But Barkley's daughter is at his home in Lowell City. And I got a letter here in the professor's handwriting asking his daughter to let us have the exhibit number C-925.
Exhibit number?
It's Barkley's own private code. He collects early models of electronic instruments. And the translator is faked out to look like some gadget that was used on Earth about 200 years ago.
How did you get this letter, Mr. Spangle?
That doesn't concern you, Gathers. See that my private cruiser is ready to blast off for Mars.
In Lowell City, Buzz and Happy have just been admitted to a large private residence in the Mars capital. Professor Barkley's daughter, Myrla, has escorted them into her father's study.
I'm very sorry to hear about your father's illness, Miss Barkley.
Yes, I hope it's nothing serious.
No, it's just a case of overwork. His doctor suggested a complete rest, so I persuaded him to go to Venus. Get him away from his hobby for a while.
His hobby? Well, that's collecting electronics equipment, huh?
Yes, but just early equipment. He won't touch anything less than 100 years old. He won't be home for about 2 weeks, but if there's anything I can do, Commander...
Are you familiar with your father's collection, Miss Barkley?
Well, I help him a little in classifying the instrument.
Now, a few weeks ago, a man brought an instrument to your father and asked him to keep it for him. A man who may have used the name Erno Korga. Do you know anything about it?
Erno Korga? No, the name isn't familiar, Commander. What kind of an instrument was it?
I can't tell you that, but the point is that instrument was stolen.
Stolen? Oh, I'm sure my father wouldn't have it in the house if he knew that.
I'm sure of it, too. And it's very important that we pick it up.
Well, father has thousands of instruments here. If you like, you can look them over.
I'm afraid that wouldn't work. The machine has probably been carefully disguised by Korga.
Father's very systematic. He has his own catalog system, and every item has its own code number.
All we know is that Erno Korga left it here about 4 weeks ago.
Well, father would remember that incident, I'm sure. I could call him at the Venus City Hospital.
I'd appreciate it if you would.
Of course, ordinarily, the hospital won't take space phone calls to patients before 1,400 hours. But if it's urgent...
In this case, Miss Barclay, it might be better if we didn't make any special issue about it. Wait till 1,400. It's only a little over an hour from now. After you talk to your father, you can contact me at Lowell City Space Patrol Headquarters.
All right, Commander.
I know the professor is holding that article in good faith. If you can, get him to release it to us without mentioning stolen property. You can say our security lab is making tests of unusual equipment. That'll cover it.
Oh, fine, Commander. I'll call you as soon as I talk to father.
Shortly after 1,400 hours, Buzz and Happy returned to the Barclay home in response to a call from Merla. Repeatedly, they knocked. But there is no answer.
That's funny, Commander. She said she'd be waiting for us.
It's a large house, Hap. She may be in some remote part of the building.
Say, suppose the professor got curious about that gadget Korga left here and took it apart.
If he did, I hope he got it back together.
Yeah, that would be some puzzle, trying to reassemble a translator that we don't know the first thing about.
Commander Coy.
Well, Miss Barclay, I...
Come in, but keep your voices down, please.
Something wrong?
I don't know. There are two men here downstairs where my father's collection is.
What about them?
They came right after I called you at headquarters. They're here for the same instrument you want.
Maybe one of them is Erno Korga.
Well, they didn't mention that name, but they have a letter from my father asking me to let them take exhibit number C935. It's the same code number my father gave me when I called the hospital.
Did your father mention the letter?
No. He merely gave me the code number and asked me to get a receipt from you in case the man who left it here made an inquiry.
Who are these men?
One of them is Edmund Gethers. I didn't catch the other's name. When I recognized the code number, I got flustered.
Do they know I'm here?
No, I didn't mention the space patrol. I stole them as long as I could, pretending to have trouble finding the instrument.
Have they got it yet?
No. You knocked while I was pretending to search. I told them I was expecting a delivery from a dress shop.
Nice going.
Yeah, for a girl who claims to be flustered, you're doing all right.
Now, this letter, are you sure your father wrote it?
Well, it looked like his handwriting.
Well, we'll go down and have a talk with these two men.
Yeah, they're probably working with Korga, all right? They wouldn't have the letter and the code number.
Yes, but they may be as innocent as Professor Barclay.
We can find out quickly enough.
Yes. Got to get information without giving any. How do we get downstairs, Miss Barclay?
Through that door, Commander. The stairs at the end of the hall.
Half an hour, go first, just in case there's trouble.
All right, Commander.
If there isn't, you just play along with it and find that instrument. But pretend we're here on other business. Come on.
Commander, it's the door directly at the bottom of the stairs.
Wait here till we see what kind of reception we get. Yes, Miss Barclay, I've looked forward to seeing your father's collection.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find it very interesting.
Oh, hello. I'm Edmund Gethers, and I suppose, of course, you're Commander Corey.
Yes, Gethers. This is Cadet Happy.
How do you do, Mr. Gethers?
Is Miss Barclay coming down?
She'll be along soon.
She probably told you my friend and I are looking for an instrument the professor stored for an acquaintance.
She mentioned it, yes.
I find it amusing that the Space Patrol should be interested in ancient electronics equipment, Commander. But I suppose when you men are off duty, you follow a hobby just like we civilians.
Well, a lot of us do, Gethers. You mentioned a friend.
Oh, yes. Gordon is several aisles down searching for a code number. Miss Barclay wasn't able to find it. Any luck, Gordon?
No, not yet. Oh, wait, I think I found it. I'll bring it out where I can see the tag better.
Just what is this instrument you're picking up, Mr. Gethers?
Well, frankly, I don't know. An acquaintance of Gordon's gave us a letter from Professor Barclay and asked us to call for the instrument. Now, the professor has a cataloging system all of his own. Probably simple for him, but... Oh, here's Gordon. I'll introduce you.
I'll just put this thing...
Hey, look out for that chair.
Gordon, look what you've done. It's smashed a bit.
Oh, how clumsy of me.
Well, let's put it in the bench. Maybe it can be fixed.
Here, I'll help you pick up the pieces.
Don't bother. Come in.
Get us.
Get the girl. I'll cover these two with a blast gun.
Have gone to Lowell City, Mars, to to pick up an electronic translator secretly left with Professor Buckley. With this translator, they hope to establish contact with other solar systems. Two criminals, Gordon Spangliss and Edmund Gethers, have the same idea in mind. Spangliss diverts the attention of the space patrollers by dropping an electronic instrument. Attacking swiftly, they knock Buzz and Happy unconscious. Now, a few minutes later, they are holding the professor's daughter, Merla, in the sub-basement after locking Buzz and Happy in an adjoining room.
Let go of me!
Stop struggling or you'll get hurt.
Oh!
Now, shut up. What are we going to do with her, Spangliss?
Oh, she invited the space patrol here. I think it's only right that she shares their fate.
So? You're going to finish them?
Certainly. This building is well constructed. We could use the blast gun on them without anyone hearing the noise.
No, we can't do that.
Shut up. You brought this all on to yourself.
The thing you dropped, it wasn't the translator, was it?
Of course not. I just picked one of the instruments at random and dropped it to throw Corey off guard.
Did you find the translator?
Yeah. It's on the shelf in the third aisle. After we take care of the space patrol and the girl, we'll grab the translator and get out of here. Unlock the door, Gather.
Sure. Hold the girl, will you?
All right, Marla, get in that room.
Spangliss, they're gone.
What? But that's impossible. There's no other door to that room. And this is a sub-basement.
See for yourself.
Get in there, Marla. Go on. Oh. Look, they're on the floor. Isn't that a trap door?
Well, that's how they escape.
Lift it up.
It's a chute.
Marla, where does that lead to? Answer me.
Oh, down to the street.
Down to the street?
The house is still on a hill.
We'd better take care of the girl quick and then get out of here.
No. In a few minutes, Cody will have this place surrounded. If we take the girl with us, we'll have a better chance of breaking through.
Maybe you're right. Want me to take the girl upstairs while you get the translator?
We'll get out of here the way Corey did. You take the girl down and wait for me. When I get down with the translator, we'll steal a surface car.
Go on, Marla. And don't give me any trouble.
Cadet Happy waits in a surface car, parked where he can observe the front and side entrances of the Barclay house. Already, space patrol agents surround the building, except the rear side, inaccessible because of the abrupt drop-off to the street below. Buzz, inside the building with three agents, contacts Happy with his miniature spacephone.
Commander Corey to Cadet Happy.
Happy here, sir. Go ahead.
I'm down in the sub-basement, Hap. There's no sign of the men or the girl.
They must be hiding somewhere in the house, sir.
That instrument they dropped is definitely some early piece of United Planets equipment.
Then they've got the translator.
Probably. Well, Hap, quickly. Drive down the hill to the outlet of that chute.
Yes, sir.
If you don't see them, wait till I join you. Then we'll head for the spaceport. Get going.
Gethers at the controls, a private cruiser blasts toward the Jupiter orbit. Gordon Spangliss works intently at the panel of a small, gleaming instrument.
The view scopes are still clear, Spangliss. Looks like we outwitted the space patrol, but good.
There was too much luck involved to suit me. I don't like working on such a narrow margin of safety.
What are we going to do with that girl?
We'll keep her with us until we're sure we're safe.
One scream out of her back at the spaceport and we'd have been sunk.
Well, a scream would have been the last sound she ever made. And she knew it. We'll keep her locked up back aft until we contact Art Krona.
How are you coming with that thing?
Well, I got the hyperspace coordinates set on the receiver. If we're on the beam to Art Krona, we should be picking up a signal very soon.
Are you sure you set the translator right? It's pretty complicated.
The code symbols are right here on the panel. Once we pick up a signal from Art Krona, a little trial and error, tuning, and that will do the trick. I got it.
How do you know it's from Artrona?
Oh, it has to be. There's no other solar system within 5 light years of Artrona.
But that's the code. I thought the translator just worked on speech.
I'll scan the Artrona frequencies until I find the spacephone signal. You just watch the view scope for spaceships.
While Space Patrol agents continue to search Lowell City for the two criminals and their captive, Buzz and Happy blast off from Mars to direct a space search for a private cruiser whose pilot is believed to have given false information to Lowell City's space control.
It figures out according to time, Commander. Gethers and his buddy could have taken Merla Barclay to the spaceport and blasted off while we were alerting the patrol cars and searching the hills.
Yes, having that false registration report, the space control cinches it as far as I'm concerned.
Gethers must have known it would be checked.
Sure, but at least it gave him time to be spaceborne. That'd be all the time he needs to escape completely.
You mean he's got a star drive ship?
Well, if he hasn't, he knows where he can get one. Why else would he need a translator for interstellar spacephone?
Yeah, that's right. Well, then Gethers must be working with Turanian spies. He and his pal Gordon.
No, Turana's out of the picture. This Gordon is actually Gordon Spangliss.
Spanglers. Why, that's the name Dexter revealed on the brainogram. The big shot who hired Dexter to steal a Space Patrol star drive ship.
Right. While Geddes was giving us a rough time back at the house, he called Gordon by his last name. It was pretty groggy then. It didn't register till later.
Well, Barkley is sure enough spot. Spanglers has got her. Wait, if we could have brought those agents up here just a minute sooner.
Now, let's not talk about what might have happened. Try to figure what we're going to do.
Until we or one of the patrols fight the cruisers, there's nothing we can do.
Now, for one thing, we can monitor our own hyperspace receiver.
Why, sir?
Spanglers wouldn't have taken that transmitter unless he could use it. We'll do a little frequency scanning. If we pick up a hyperspace signal here in the solar system, we'll know where to find Spanglers.
Just a translator.
What do you think I'm doing?
Just keep quiet, Gatter.
Phase number 7 will proceed to Minka Planet 4. Upon arrival, full quarantine regulations will be observed. Arctrona Space Center Station GR98 out.
It's perfect. Now if we can only contact
them. Will you be quiet? I'm going to cut on our transmitter. Attention, Arctrona Space Center Station GR98. Come in, please. This is an emergency. Station GR98. Arctrona Space Center. Come in, please. Emergency.
GR98 Arctrona. Identify yourselves properly. This center can acknowledge no emergency signal unless in proper form.
Please listen. We don't know the proper form.
Contact Third Galactic Command Special Messages Section.
Wait a minute. I have no way of contacting your galactic command. I'm in a remote solar system, stranded without a star drive ship. I'm at Galactic Point 75. Hyperspace Vector 16-9-43.
Arctrona Space Center can do nothing about your predicament, serious though it is.
Not even for a cargo of lithronium?
Lithronium?
Yes, pure lithronium.
What do you want us to do?
Send a spaceship to the solar system. Bring us back to Arctrona. And I'm sure I can arrange to supply as much lithronium and other valuable minerals as you need.
I will present your proposition to the High Command. When a decision is reached, I will notify you. Arctrona Space Center Station GR98 out.
Well, Gethers, what do you think of that?
Suppose the High Command says no.
Don't be foolish. When I mentioned lithronium, he was practically drooling. They'll come for us, and then we're in business.
They cut off, Commander.
Did you get a fix on that hyperspace signal?
Well, yes, sir, but I'll need the computer to change it into regular space coordinates.
We've got to capture Spanglers before Arctrona sends a ship for him.
Well, do you think they will? After all, lithronium isn't such a rare metal.
Not in our solar system, but Spanglers must know what he's doing or he wouldn't be taking all these risks.
I don't like the idea of bringing ships from other solar systems here until we know if they're peaceful. We had enough trouble with Tirana.
That doesn't worry Spanglers. He'll deal with anyone just to make a profit.
I've got it, sir. Spanglers is beyond the Jupiter orbit on a vector toward Jupiter's fourth moon.
He's 20 million DUs away.
I guess we'll have to alert Jupiter patrol units, sir.
They couldn't get close without Spanglers seeing them. With Merla Barkley aboard, they wouldn't dare attack.
Yeah, that's right. But then neither would we.
If we could take him by surprise. Hap, we'll use the star drive.
Great. And since we know his vector, we can pop out of hyperspace right behind it.
I wish that Arctrona outfit would make up their minds.
What's taking them so long?
Well, it's only been a few minutes. I tell you, we have nothing to worry about.
Spanglers, look! Look in the rear view scope!
The spaceship.
Right on our tail. Where did it come from? I've been watching all of you.
Don't stop babbling. It's Corey's ship.
What are we going to do?
He won't dare attack with a girl aboard. Go back and get her. Bring her out here.
What for? She'd only be in the way.
Well, we'll let her talk to Corey. She'll make him listen to reason. Now get going.
Okay, Spanglers.
Cruiser, Gay 735 to Commander Corey. Go ahead.
Cut rockets, Spanglers. I'm coming aboard.
Why?
Quit stalling. You've got Merla Barkley aboard.
Yes, Commander. That's why I suggest you quickly go somewhere else, or something might happen to Miss Barkley.
You've also committed an act that could endanger the safety of the United Planets.
That's ridiculous.
You've contacted another solar system. If ships from Arctrona come here, they might decide to attack.
How do you know about Arctrona? You don't have a translator.
No, but your space phone is transmitting both in English and in the Arctrona language.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can't stop me now, Corey. Here comes Gathers with Merla Barkley. Bring her here, Gathers. Make her talk to Corey. Come here, Merla. Ask Corey to spare your life.
Don't move either of you.
Gathers, how did she get that gun?
I don't know. It was in the compartment, I guess. When I opened the door, she...
Both of you stand against the bulkhead. Well, go on.
You little fool. You wouldn't dare use a blast gun in a spaceship. Do you know what would happen?
Yes, it would tear a hole in the hull. The air would escape into space.
Then put the gun down.
Why? You're going to do away with me anyway. Commander Corey, can you hear me?
Yes, Merla.
I've got Spanglers and Gathers covered with a blast gun. Can you join airlocks now?
Yes.
Don't touch the controls.
I don't know a thing about them.
Just see that those two crooks don't move.
All right, Commander, but please hurry.
Give me the gun, Myrla.
Let go of me.
Let go of the blaster.
Myrla! Myrla, are you all right?
You crazy little fool.
Look at the hull.
In a few seconds, the air will be gone. Get her. Quick into the air.
Yeah, but Corey will be coming through.
Yeah, and he'll get a big surprise.
Help me!
Quick! Into the air. What about the girl? Leave her here. She's got herself into this.
Help me! Help me!
We just made it in time.
Now, listen. She wants in.
Woman.
They have no judgment. I warned her about the gun. Corey's joined airlock. Now get ready. The instant the hatch opens, rush him.
Sure. Well, hurry, Hap.
All right, Corey.
I guess I wasn't much help, sir. Close quarters.
Drag him into the ship. I'll get Myrla.
Yes, sir.
Come on, you two rats.
Myrla.
Commander.
Quickly. Into the airlock. Easy now.
Is she all right, Commander?
She'll be okay. Close our inner hatch, Hap.
I didn't mean to fire that blast gun, Commander. Spangler grabbed my arm.
Well, that's all right. He won't cause you any more trouble.
He won't cause anybody any trouble.
I'm not for sure, Hap. Spangler sent Octrona an invitation. I have a feeling we'll be having visitors from outer space.
I sure hope they're friendly.
So do I. But whoever they come, you and I'll be on the reception committee.
Join us again next week for another thrilling adventure with Space Patrol. High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.